Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is an audio series. It's going to probably be more than one, although I'm not sure exactly how many. It's going to cover a range of material on a subject that I call the doing addiction. And this seems like a very timely time to create this audio, an audio that will be useful for years to come, at least that's my intention. However, with Chiron hanging out with the fixed star Fomalhaut, Chiron being the shamanic healer, Fomalhaut having to do with the study of addiction and understanding of addiction, and Chiron passing by here for all of this year, 2011, hanging out mostly with this particular star, is the perfect time to be looking at the doing addiction. So the different audios that I'm going to create, one is just first of all looking at what the doing addiction is, and then how we can also look at the different archetypes and how each of them may have doing addictive tendencies, and they're expressing from the shadow part of that particular archetype. So that helps to bring awareness to this, and that is really the first step in healing any addiction, is being aware of it. And also Saturn's role in the doing addiction, as well as how Saturn can help to transform particularly the overall cultural addiction. But when we make friends with Saturn, then we can use Saturn strategy to help us to create a new relationship with doing that is healthy and that is supportive. So the first thing to say is that doing is a natural part of life. Taking action. Oh, and I will be doing another audio too on the importance of decisive action as part of the co-creative process. So doing is not a bad thing. Doing is part of life. Just like eating is necessary to sustain and support our life and for to be able to be healthy and to engage life, same thing with doing. That without taking action, without having things that we do, then we really don't have an experience in this middle world reality. The problem or the challenge is in the same as any addiction. When you do something in excess, so that it becomes harmful to you, to your health, to your well-being, and even maybe to those around you and to the relationships that you're in, then it's coming from an addiction. Now, there's the obvious addictions, such as drugs, alcohol, gambling, and the doing addiction has a very recognizable addiction, and that is people that are workaholics. However, there can be more subtle expressions of the doing addiction, or people may be doing addicted and not necessarily realize it. So that's hopefully something that this audio will help to uncover. So for example, even somebody who is doing very philanthropic work, helping other people, helping to feed people, helping to people to get jobs, or you know, whatever it might be. If they're doing it to the detriment of their health, if they're doing it to avoid feelings, if they're doing it to avoid other parts of their life, then it is part of an addiction. So we'll look more at that, but that's an example. So when we look at the doing addiction, it seems that there are three primary fears. There may be more, but these are the three primary fears that drive the doing addiction. The fear of not having enough. So it's a survival thing. Fear of not being good enough. So oftentimes this is, if you feel like you're not good enough, you have to prove yourself somehow. So doing what you can to prove yourself, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. And the fear of facing your fears, or really having to feel what you feel. So we'll talk a little bit more about each of these as we go along. So the fear of not having enough is part of a cultural program that traps us into believing that we have to work really hard or we need to amass as much wealth, material possessions, you know, houses, cars, all of those things, as and that to do that you have to work hard and you have to create the finances, the money, the resources to have stuff, to have those kinds of things. And the more stuff that we have, sometimes the more that that distracts us from a deeper connection to ourselves, to what's really important, to the divine, or to, you know, to a spiritual expression or spiritual path. So one of the things I'm going to include with this audio is a YouTube from the story of stuff. And those of you who've been with the Celestial Timings for many years may remember that I included this a couple years back. It's a brilliant, maybe 15 or 20 minute YouTube that explains how we've been programmed to believe that we need stuff and that stuff is going to make us happy. But to get stuff, you have to work to earn money so that you have money to buy the stuff. And how it impacts the planet, how it, and you know, and that basically it's like there's this black hole that you can never fill with stuff. So it's an interesting piece. Now, fear of not being good enough, also, you know, and having to prove ourselves by how much we produce, how much we accomplish, how productive we are in the world. So that can drive the doing addiction as well. And that, you know, that your value and worth comes from how much you produce, how much you accomplish in the world. And if that's the case, this is all externally driven. So so ultimately, it will never bring satisfaction or fulfillment. And yet, we can be so driven that we don't realize that we're even operating from a doing addiction. So we're taught that, you know, if we accomplish and achieve a lot, then we have more value. So this is also a way that takes the internal value of who we are, just because we are, that each person has value, not because of what they do, not because of how much they accomplish, but just because they simply exist. And that is no longer part of our collective belief system. Our collective belief system basically comes from the perspective that when you are productive, when you accomplish and achieve a lot, if you make a lot of money, then you have more value and you have more worth. So the other thing is that the doing addiction can be also based in the limited belief that happiness is based in how successful a person is according to society standards that we just talked about, rather than the other way around, that would say basically that if you're happy and you're feeling content within yourself, then that leads you to experiencing a successful life. And it may not be according to these standards of how much you have, how much you produce, you know, how much you accomplish in life in terms of middle world accomplishments, but rather, you know, how much do you love? That is really the greatest accomplishment is the relationships that you have and how much you love yourself and how much you love others. So people who are doing addicted often have a challenge loving themselves. So how do you know if you're doing addicted? Here's some ideas about that you can think about that might help you look at this a little more broadly. So if you feel you must accomplish something worthwhile every day, you know, it's hard to take a day off, it's hard to relax, in order to have value and worth in the world, then you might have a doing addiction. If you measure your value and worth based on how much you're accomplishing every day, so it's kind of the same thing. So another way to say this is if you're getting a lot done in a day, if you get a lot accomplished, then that equates to a good day. If you don't feel like you got a lot accomplished, then you might have a judgment about having not done enough. You're not doing enough. So that's also a doing addiction, a symptom of a doing addiction. If your thoughts are all always about what you're going to do next, you may be in the midst of doing something and then you're already cooking up the next things to do. And they're not about relaxing. They're not about enjoying. They're not about hanging out with friends. But it's about doing something that's going to accomplish something. Then that's coming from an addiction. If you believe you're not living correctly, if you're not doing something constructive and meaningful every day, if you feel like you have to be always accomplishing something, then that can be coming from the doing addiction. Or you believe you must keep doing, more, becoming more successful in terms of the material sense to support your family, to support a certain lifestyle, even if it's apparent that it's of harming your health or harming your happiness or harming your relationships with your family. And sometimes it can even be better just to scale back and not have to have so much to be responsible for. But often people who are doing addicted wouldn't even consider that as an option to say, maybe I don't have to work so hard. Maybe I could have a smaller house or a less expensive car or less stuff or that kind of thing. And to really consider what would create greater happiness for you. If you're not able to even do that, then you may be caught up in a doing addiction. And not that having things is a bad thing, and not that accomplishing and achieving things is a bad thing. It's only, again, measured against whether it's harming your health, your well-being, and your fulfillment in life, because you're being driven from some external standard that says your value and worth is based on how much you accomplish and achieve. If you do what you do, not because it's thrilling or satisfying or fulfilling, but because your doing is defined by the cultural definition of how to live a worthwhile life, then you're at the effect of a doing addiction. If you identify with this statement, ours is not to question why, ours is but to do or die, you might have a doing addiction. If you worry that your doing is insufficient and you should be doing more, then you might have a doing addiction. If you worry about what you didn't do or that you're not doing enough, and I think we've already said that one. If you're doing what you do to impress others or to fulfill an image of what you think is an acceptable person or what you think others think is an acceptable person, that's coming from a doing addiction. If you're doing to avoid feeling what you feel, or to avoid having a personal life, or to avoid connecting more deeply with family, friends, yourself, doing a self, examining your life and looking at what's going on for you. And so you throw yourself into doing as a way to avoid doing, to avoid being more connected to that part of yourself. If your doing is driven by the fear of failure to live up to the expectations that you perceive others might have of you, so say perhaps the parents or the culture or the partner, whatever those expectations may be, or what the expectations you have for yourself. That, and this is part of the Saturn piece. Saturn, the current drive of Saturn stems from the feeling or the sense of not being good enough, and that somehow we must prove ourselves, and that by our accomplishments and achievements, maybe if we work hard enough and can prove ourselves to an external God authority figure of some sort, that is a Saturn process. So these are the ways you may know if you're doing addicted. And in the follow-up audio that I'm going to do is we'll cover how the archetypes of the signs may be doing addicted, and also some things that you can ask yourself about this process and then also some ways of how to begin to shift your doing in a way that it becomes more healthy and more fulfilling.